In computer news this week, the way we vote has changed our way of life. We all voted last Tuesday, but today we're still waiting for the official results of the election held last week. They're still counting paper ballots mailed in, and the election has yet to be certified. Supposedly, this new system of mail-in paper ballots was more efficient than the old way of having people go to the polling places, where at the end of the night we got the results and knew who had won and lost. Back in the 80s, I was a precinct committee person here in Spokane. We got voters out by calling them and reminding them to vote and telling them where the polling place was. I was able to appoint a couple party people to work at the voting place, pensioners who needed the money. At closing time, we'd count the ballots and then bring them to the courthouse where they were tabulated. People came for the voting and the socialization. And that's the key word here, socialization. People had been coming to the same voting place on the South Hill in the city of Spokane for years in a neighborhood church. They looked at voting as not just a citizen responsibility, but as a social affair. People would come to vote and socialize. "Well, hi, Fred, haven't seen you all summer." Or, "Mrs. Adams, your flowers were so beautiful this year." Before and after voting, people would stand outside the polling place and chat, and often you'd have to park on the street because the church parking lot was full of sociable voters. In rural communities, voting was even more of a social gathering. When I lived in the small town of Spangle several years ago, people would get all dressed up like it was Sunday go-to-meeting day and bring the whole family into town to the fire station where everyone voted. Whole families would be outside socially interacting and talking, kids playing, dogs running around, picnic baskets open, a big to-do among all the pickup trucks cluttering the street. And even in a small town of less than 300 voters, we all knew the results that evening. I think people don't realize the social impact due to the new ways of voting. We're living more and more in a cyber world of electronic isolation where face-to-face activities are decreasing and screen time activities, socialization through the internet, have become a way of life. I recently saw an interview with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg on the Charlie Rose Show, and Mark was talking about Facebook as a way of life. His assumption was that you want to do everything in cyberspace, online, sharing every moment of your day and every personal detail of your life with everyone on your friends list. He even posed the question to Charlie, "Isn't everything more fun when you do it with your friends?" "Well, no, it's not, Mark. I like to do some things but with my friends, but I like doing them in real time, in person, and I don't want my life being an open Facebook." The next change to the voting process will be online voting, which still faces an uphill battle because of fears of voting fraud. We can do electronic buying and banking and many other things online, but for some reason, online voting still looms as an obstacle I'll talk about next week. For Raw Bites, this is Frank Delaney.